Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence. This is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report, live from the pub on Wednesday the 22nd of Charles, why are we not in the pub?
So there's been a bit of a problem, which is that we recorded an entire show.
Well, a week's worth of shows.
At the pub last night. Mm. And then the audio came back this morning. And just let's have a look at, listen to it.
4DX. Who here has been to 4DX? 4DX. 4 fucking DX. 4DX. 4. There's only one in Sydney. Yeah.
Okay. It just sounds like you're drunk. Are you sure that's just not what... Because my recollection of last night was you sounding like that all night.
Yeah. So I think what has happened, Lachlan looked into the sort of technical reasons for why the recording's so bad. And we took a feed from the audience last night. We mic'd up the audience.
Yeah.
And I think that what has happened is the podcaster has heard the muted reaction of the audience and this gone...
We're going to say the podcaster. You mean the recording device that we're using to?
It's gone into this device. It's heard that the audience really didn't like the content particularly, and it's just decided unilaterally to trash all the content to just save us the embarrassment of using it.
You know, we're trying to sell tickets to this thing, Charles. If you go to chaser.com.au/podcast. You can actually buy tickets to next week's Live from the Pub with Chris Taylor. And it's only $10.
And there's lots of content that you hear at the pub that you will never hear on the podcast, mainly because we don't know how to fucking record the thing.
Yeah, for those who came last night, we said some parts would be exclusive. The theory is that the drunk Q&A bit, that's the bit that paying subscribers at chaser.com.au/podcast, they get that as an exclusive bonus. However... the whole thing was exclusive last night, so yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to instead just bring you a normal Chaser report today.
Yes.
Coming up after the ad is a very special segment of Welcome to the Future.
Yes, indeed. And look, don't worry, if you're a paying subscriber, we're actually doing an event tomorrow for something quite exciting, which is the relaunch of the Chaser newspaper, where it all started. We've done a 100th edition of that. It's available now at chasershop.com. By the way, we've just finished making it. Charles and I made it over the weekend. We laid it up. Charles did most of the work. I turned up to get a bit of the glory.
But
it
everyone,
was really fun.
Everyone wrote for it.
Like all the old writers, the whole pretty much. Team. Yeah, yeah, it's been really fun. So anyway, some of the audio from the launch event, fortunately there are two Chaser events this week, that'll go up for paying subscribers, and we may even put some on the free feed, Charles, for feeling generous.
Yes, for the plebs.
For the plebs. For those who don't pay us a paltry $9 a month for the best stuff.
Okay.
All right. Let's have an ad.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
None of the medical advice contained in the Chaser Report should legally be considered medical advice. The Chaser Report.
That was an ad. Now, Charles, how about one of these?
Welcome to the future.
Now, this is not a normal segment of Welcome to the Future.
Yeah.
Because usually it's about crap Bluetooth products that don't really work.
And when you say usually, all of the segments so far have been about terrible Bluetooth products, of which there are hundreds on Kickstarter.
Yes, yes. In fact, at one point I think the criteria for Welcome to the Future was it had to include Bluetooth.
It had to include. Yeah. There are no versions of the future that don't include Bluetooth. It's weird.
The worst technology ever.
Yeah, but basically a new way of two devices not pairing with each other is what Bluetooth is. Yep.
But this one's a bit different because I'm going to talk about a cinema experience that I experienced for the first time on the weekend and I assumed was the cinema of the future. The only little caveat that I've got is that Actually, apparently, this technology has been around for 16 years.
Mm. Oh, you're talking about 4DX.
It's 4DX.
You've just heard of 4DX now.
Yes, I thought it was completely new. It is amazing, and I am going to run you through the whole 4DX experience for anyone who hasn't come across it in the last 16 years.
I mean, I think I first went on it about 10 years ago. But sure, tell me about this amazing technology as though it were brand new, Charles. That'd be lovely.
Well, okay. So let me just set the scene.
Mm.
You go into a special line at the cinema where they actually scan you. You know how they usually just look at your ticket and go, whatever,
because the person can't be bothered.
No, no. These tickets are so valuable because it's like $35 a ticket to go to a normal
$35?
Movie. Yeah. And then you scan it in. They give you glasses, 3D glasses.
That's so funny because in the rest of the cinema, everyone's just gone, oh, no, we don't like 3D anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the one place. No. So to get 3D, you have to have 4D.
No, to get 4D, you've got to have 3D as well.
So both of them together. All right, yep.
So then you walk into the cinema and you're expecting, I don't know, like you paid so much. You're expecting, I reckon, La Premiere, Gold Class style.
And then some.
Plush seats, maybe a bed.
A caravan of your own to watch in.
No, these are crappy, normal seats. They don't adjust at all. Mm. There's only one button on the seat, and that is it just says turn water on, turn water off.
Does that mean that there's some sort of machine that gives you drinking water, like a lovely water fountain that they've put in for you to be able to enjoy?
That is what you think until... You get to the so they play tons of ads at you, like for 20 minutes.
You pay $35 doesn't mean you don't have to have half an hour of ads.
Yeah, that's right. And then you get to the ad, the best ad I've ever seen, which is for 4DX. Right?
Hang on a sec. So among the litany of ads that they give you while you're sitting there watching this thing, they advertise the experience you've already paid to have.
Yes.
How does that work? You've already bought it. You're $35 down.
No, Dom, but it's the best ad ever because it's in 4DX. And this is the experience. This is what happens, right? The first thing that happens is your seat, so they're in sort of groups of four. The whole seat sort of starts moving, and not just moving a little bit. Like I thought, oh, right, okay, it'll just sort of jolt me. You know, like if the character's running really fast, it'll just, you know, slightly jolt me. No, this was it's like a ride. It's like a roller coaster style thing. It really, the mechanics of it just take you around. Like they gave me a sore back. I've still got a sore back.
For $35, you got a sore back.
Yeah, exactly. So they do that, then they've got wind. So on either sides of the cinema, there are these large turbine fans that turn on. So you're running along, you're jolting in the seat, and also you're getting this breeze on your face, right? You then, this is all in the ad, you then something like, you know, a spider comes up behind you. And in the ad, it's this family sitting down on these seats experiencing all these things. So it's a very meta.
And thinking to themselves, gosh, these seats are quite uncomfortable for $35.
And then all these spiders come up behind them. And then you feel the spiders in the small of your back, like because they've got little devices to sort of poke you in the back.
And they make you jump up in the air and then sit down hard on the uncomfortable seat, fucking your back.
Well, actually, the jumping up in the air thing, the scary part is they have these little jets of air that go up against your neck, like just near your ears, and it makes you feel like a tingle down your spine.
It's essentially like being directly stalked.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
So like an uncomfortable stranger invading your personal space for $35.
I know, it's great. And then the best thing is then they get splashed in this puddle or something and you get splashed on the face, and that's what the water button's for.
Right.
If you don't want that part of the experience.
So talk me through the scenario, Charles, where you would want the water on. Like my general rule in life is to avoid having liquids in my face. Like generally that's not a good thing.
Yeah,
is that something did you have water on or off?
You got to have the full experience. You're paying $35. You want to be sprayed with water. My son, my 11-year-old, initially turned the water off and then I said, no, put it on. And then he got his parka on and did it up.
Oh, wow.
Because he was going, I don't want to be wet. He's going, oh, you're being too sensible.
So it's got like a very, you're saying the future of cinema is a fucking water pistol squirting us in the face at a regular basis, right?
Yeah, because the water comes from the back of the seat in front of you. So
right.
I don't know what happens if you're in the front row.
Maybe
there's just
the cinema attendant just comes
and throws a bucket of water at you.
That would be quite good.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. Less news, more often.
That was just the ad, right? And then we get it, and then the movie that we were seeing is right. called Lightyear, right?
Oh, you watched Lightyear?
Which is the new Pixar movie. And we saw it, and it was amazing. It was absolutely incredible. We walked out going, that is by far the best Pixar movie
really
ever made.
Like better than right. all the Toy Stories.
Yes, because you're so immersed in it. Like when they jet off into space, you get the wind in you. Even though there's no wind in space, you've got wind on you.
That's yeah. true. It's space is a vacuum. Are they not aware?
Yeah.
I mean, this is very unfortunate because these people, you would think that the makers of these seats would need to understand physics
yes.
in order to make them.
And then in Lightyear, one of the things that keeps on happening is these sort of creatures keep on grabbing Lightyear from the ground, like these vines sort of grab.
Mm.
And every time that happens, you get splashed in the face, like because they're sort of slimy creatures.
Right.
And you're just going, that is so... Anyway, so we walked out going, that is the greatest Pixar movie ever. Then I read the reviews and the box office from over the weekend because it was the first weekend of Lightyear.
Oh, yeah, you were straight in on that, weren't you?
It is objectively, apparently, the worst Pixar movie ever. It bombed at the box office. It's a critical failure. But 4DX made it seem like it was the greatest movie we'd ever seen.
You bought the bells and whistles. The actual bells and whistles distracted you from the plot. Why don't they use this for other things?
Yeah. Yes, they should use it for, like, I want to see the Shawshank Redemption done in 4DX.
I'm just imagining
climbing through the sewer with all the water in your face.
But with actual sewage. It doesn't have to smell.
Yeah. Yes.
What about Parliamentary Question Time? I think that would be so.
Yes.
Like if you start to drift off, the chair could just shake you awake.
Yes.
Whenever Barnaby Joyce is speaking, you can have his spittle in your face or maybe some red, maybe some beer in the face.
And then, you know, when you see the desks at Parliament House, you get...
Oh, God.
No, okay.
but I have to confess, Charles, because I know you were very excited about this. And look, during the live version of this that we did last night, because this is just repurposing content you already wrote, which is great, a good idea. The audience were kind of, you could sense towards the end that they were kind of like, has this guy not heard of 4DX? So I have to confess, I went to see Spider-Man No Way Home earlier this year in 4DX. So like a genuinely, objectively good movie.
Yes.
And I also saw it later with my nephew, who really wanted to see it with, you know, uncle.
Yes.
Actually like spending time with me, strangely enough. Mm. And I saw it in regular, like, reclining, nice.
Yes.
You know which is better? Not the one where you're getting fucking shaken around. Spider-Man swings through the air through a lot of that movie, Charles.
Yeah.
There's a lot of water. Like, the climactic scenes of that movie are set at the Statue of Liberty during a rainstorm, right? Like, there's water. He's going, fuck off. I want to watch this really good movie.
Yeah, look, there are a lot of physiotherapists out there who would beg to differ, Dom.
So there you go. The future of cinema. Can we perhaps do it for podcasting?
Yes, we should have 4DX podcasting.
Where you sell a special chair.
Yes. No, well, I think that is the next step, isn't it?
Mm.
It's 4DX in the home, right? Like, so...
Well, we had 3D. Remember when there were 3D TVs?
3D. And, you know, in the same way Netflix has bought cinema into your home, we should bring the cinema seats, the 4DX cinema seats into your home. You hook it up. You'd just be watching all day, every day. And imagine if then... It was powered, this is my idea.
All right.
The seat was powered by your own energy. So it draws the energy out of you to run the whole process. And
it's
then
like
you could
closed
just
loop.
You could watch The Matrix while being part of The Matrix.
That's amazing. Yes. What a great idea. I'm just imagining dinner parties with 4DX. I mean, I can just honestly, the point where someone gets a little bit racist, you just start shaking them and maybe squirting them with a little bit of water. I think it'd be great to have a sort of automatic, like, racism alert that at any dinner party would just basically douse someone who's racist.
Dr. Evil-style button.
Or to eject people from the dinner party.
Yeah, well, just to send them into a fiery pit.
That's a very good. Well, having been to dinner parties with you, child, you'd be the first person evicted for being excessively strident. What could we do with the 40X when you get a bit strident after a glass of wine? Because it does get very loud.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you mean? But
poking in the back?
Yeah, poking in the back. Well, I think
the puff of air.
Yeah, I think they need to expand the range of things. Again. Yeah, I think so. Heat is definitely one where it just makes you uncomfortably hot. I think also smell. That's the other thing. Where
oh yes,
you want to
smell-o-vision.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like I believe that the 40X thing was originally supposed to include
smell. I think it did because I saw it. I think there's a Shrek 4D that I saw at Universal Studios or something. It was like 10 minutes long so they could pack more people in. But I think there was some smell aspect. So that would be wonderful.
Yeah, because then at the dinner party, what you could do is you could actually make people smell something delicious rather than the food serving.
Give them microwave shit. Yeah.
Actually, just think about it. You could have those 40X seats on planes.
Oh, yeah, yes. Now you're talking.
And then it could be a sort of like live theatre style thing where the pilot announces, excuse me, there's going to be turbulence. But instead of turbulence, it's just the seat moving.
The one thing you want on a plane is more getting bumped up and down.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, I frequently spill things on myself during a flight. Like, you know, it gets bumpy.
Yes.
So more water being sprayed on you would be fantastic.
And what it should do is it should have a little thing where you put your bags in the seat beforehand.
Yeah.
And to give you the full Qantas experience, you just never get your bag back.
Yes, that's afterwards. Right. That would do. And you know those economy flights where you've got some dickhead behind you who keeps constantly bumping your seat?
Yeah.
40X. It's got it all built in.
Okay, our gear. Are we going to say it? We're going to say it because
we're contractually obliged to. But let's just say, and I mean this with love, that the wonderful gear that we use to record the podcast, 99% of the time, is from Rode microphones. They make a thing called the Rodecaster. Admittedly, last night it did chew 90 minutes worth of audio recorded at the pub.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it may have been an aesthetic judgment.
Yes, I think it's grown sentient and it hates our stuff.
Yeah. Fortunately, there's a Rodecaster 2 out. I'm hoping that they've make it more programmable. And we're part of the Acast Creator Network. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.